to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it. What is up? Oh, I am feeling it today, ready to record, ready to pour into you. We're going to take a minute first though. Like, we're going to get into some spice because you know how we roll, but I want us to take a minute because if you're listening to this in real time, it is the holiday season. I feel like right now, a lot of us, even honestly, if it's not the holidays, like, let's just be honest, it happens often, but obviously, especially around the holidays, we're like going a mile a minute, right? Maybe right now you're like, you're getting ready for work or you are driving to work and maybe you're just like, oh, you had just had a rush morning or whatever you're doing right now. Like, I feel like a lot of times we literally forget to breathe. So I want us to take some time to breathe together right now. Whether you're on a walk, whether you're working out, whatever you're doing, I want us to actually breathe and tune into our breath right now, because what we're going to talk about after, just like some questions I really want you to reflect on, I want you to have a clear head and space going into that. And I also want this episode to be a moment for you to take a breath, to take a break, to connect back to your breath, and to realize that your breath is literally the thing that you have control over. It is the only thing that we have control over, obviously, like your thoughts and stuff like that. But I mean, like, when things are going crazy, when we feel like we're going a mile a minute, it is so important for us to tune back into our breath and to really slow down and to really connect with it so that we can stay regulated, so that we can actually breathe. Because if we're talking about it from a health standpoint, when you breathe, you automatically stimulate your parasympathetic nervous system, which is your rest and digest, which is what we want to be in. So your nervous system feels calm. It feels safe. It feels safe enough for your reproductive organs and your reproductive hormones to work optimally. So you can ovulate, so you can feel better. So you don't feel like you're burned out. You don't feel like you have brain fog. You don't feel like you're waking up tired and you're wired and tired at night, or your periods all over the place, or whatever it is. Like, we could connect so much of it back to our nervous system, and really connecting to our breath is such a great way to support us in doing that. That's not really what this podcast episode is about, but here we are. But let's just take a breath together before we go into these questions that I really want you to just think about, like, how you actually want to feel the rest of this year and what is going to be required for you to actually feel like that, even heading into next year and like navigating the holidays, that kind of stuff, right? So let's just take a collective breath together, right? Whatever you're doing, just like shake it out, shake your body. Literally, I want you to shake it out right now. Shake if you're driving, like, be careful, but just like shake in your seat, whatever you're doing. And I want you to roll your shoulders up towards your ears and then roll them down your back. I want you to do that a couple times. Bring your shoulders up to your ears. They might have already been there, which is what you're going to notice. And then roll them down your back. And just like notice your face right now. Like, can you unfurl your eyebrows? If maybe your eyebrows were like bunched up or like tense, can you just like relax them? Can you relax your tongue off from the roof of your mouth? Can you unclench your jaw and just like let your face just like, oh, relax? Like, I was, Miss Doubtfire was on the other day. And if you've ever seen it, you know, like the mold of his face, like, just feel like it's just like, oh, like, just relaxing. I don't know why that came to mind, but here we are. But just like literally like feel like your face is like melting. Just like let it go. Let it relax. Let your jaw go. Let your shoulders down. Unclench your fists. Unclench your abs or your butt or anything that you are just like tightening up right now. And then what I actually want us to do so that we can really feel the release is I want you to tighten, like do the opposite of what I just said, and then we're going to release. So I want you to tighten every single part of you that you can on our inhale, and then I want you to release it on the exhale. Okay, so we're going to inhale for three, and as we're inhaling, I want you to tighten every single part of your body. So inhale for three and tighten everything up. Literally clench your fists, clench your body, like squeeze everything, hold the breath at the top. And then as you exhale, release the tension. And let everything everything relax. Let's do that again. Inhale for three and tense everything up. Everything's tight, 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 tight. Hold the breath. And then on your exhale, let it go. And if you can, close your eyes as we're doing this, okay? Just feel everything hang heavy. And just let your body release. Let your mind wander a little bit. I'm sure it's going to like, but I gotta, you know, I gotta get this done. What am I buying for my grandma? What's going on? What do I have to wrap? Like, you know, maybe your holiday stuff is going in your mind, or you're thinking about what you're gonna cook for dinner, whatever it is. Like, let it be there and just like focus on your breath instead. So let's take a deep inhale through your nose for three. Actually, let's do it for five. Hold it at the top and let it go. And I want your exhale to be double the length of your inhale. So we inhale for five, hold it for five, exhale for at least 10. Okay, let's do it again. Inhale for five. Hold for five. And let it out for 10. Slowly release out your mouth. And I want you to visualize as you're inhaling, like you're inhaling everything that makes you feel like really good. You're like, you're inhaling energy, you're inhaling vitality, you're inhaling health, you're inhaling abundance, you're inhaling joy. Like you're just inhaling all the goodness, and you are releasing anything that's stagnant, that's not serving you, any limiting beliefs, anything that you're just like, get this shit out of my body. I just want it out, 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 out. Like literally envision it, like pushing it out of your body and out of your mouth on that exhale. Okay, we're gonna do one more, maybe two more. Inhale for five. Inhale all the goodness. Hold it at the top. Really soak all that in. And then push all the bullshit out. And let it just like go in the air. Let the wind take it away. Let it just go. The universe, God, source will just get rid of it. It's done. It's released. Okay? One more breath together. Inhale for five. Hold for five. And exhale for 10. And before we like get into what we're getting into, I want you to think right now, like all the stories that come up that prevent you from doing this every day, from taking these however many minutes it was, maybe 5 minutes, to just breathe and connect to your breath. What stories come up for you on a daily basis that prevents you from doing that? Keep your eyes closed if you can. Just like, oh, I'm too busy. I don't have time. I got to get this done. It's just not, you know, I can just use my time in a different way, or I can't clear my mind. Like whatever comes up, and then realize how much better you feel literally after just taking a few breaths. Like, do you feel a sense of calm, sense of steadiness, sense of peace, sense of just like a release? Sometimes you could feel like a little anxiety come up too. Like when you do this stillness, some anxiety can surface. Things that are needing to come up and out can come up during this time because you're finally being still. That's not meaning that you shouldn't do this. That's an invitation to continue doing things like this, because those are things that are inside you that need to come up and out. That's what I want you, like, if like pause and continue breathing. If you're like, wait, I want more of this, just pause this and keep doing that breath, or just like go back, reverse 20, whatever it is, 15 seconds. Back, and do it again, and allow whatever is coming up, and then push it out through that breath and feel yourself release it. Shake your body out when you're doing it. Like, I just want you to release whatever is coming up for you that is holding you back from getting where you want to go, right? Like, anything that is a story that's not serving you, let that shit go. Today is the perfect day to do this. Not Monday, not January 1st, not tomorrow, like right in this freaking moment. And over and over and over, we're just continuously releasing what is not serving us. That is what we are. That's like our job, right? Like, that's part of our job as these humans. If you want to continue evolving and supporting ourselves and supporting our every single area of our health, we have to be intentional about this stuff. So one more inhale through your nose, hold it at the top, and push out all the rest of the shit that you don't need. And shake your body out, like let it just come off of you, because energy is meant to be moved. It's meant to be come up and actually release out of our body, whether that's through a scream, whether that's through shaking your body, through like whatever it is, let that shit out, okay? And I want you to seriously come back to doing this as often as you need. It could be in the car, it could be in stillness in the morning, like whatever it is, because it's gonna help you so much, okay? So, all right, I just feel like we really needed that. Let me know if you enjoyed doing that together. I feel like it was just something we all really needed to do. So these are some questions I want you to think about. Like, what do you actually need in the rest of this year to feel good and to enjoy this season? Like, so often we get to the end of the season of like literally the holiday season, and we're like, oh God, thank God that's over. Like, that was so stressful. That was so busy. That was so insane. Like, oh my God, I need like a break from that. Like, I don't want you to feel like that ever, especially during the holiday season, when this is the whole point of the holiday season is to feel good. It's to like come together with people you love. And again, I know this can be a really hard time of year. If you maybe recently, not even recently, just in general, lost someone close to you, this could bring up those feelings. Or if you're trying to conceive, this could be like just another reminder of it, which I'm going to be doing a whole nother podcast episode on that. So stay tuned. But I know this isn't always like a feel good holiday season for everybody. Like, I want to be super, super aware and intentional about that. But I also know that the point of this time of year is to find the gratitude in our life, like hold the people that we do have in our lives close to us and really feel like grateful for them, and just like soak up the magic that's just like in the air around this time of year. It's not meant to feel like you're stretched so thin, you're so busy, you're just running from thing to thing, and you're feeling shitty because you're drinking too much and you're eating too much and doing all of that stuff, right? So, okay, I want you right now to pause this episode, to go to the show notes, and to download my free training, How to Create Hormone and Blood Sugar Balancing Meals, because it is going to support you so much with your energy, with your cycle, with your fertility, with your mental clarity, with your sleep, literally with every single thing in your body, because our blood sugar controls so much and it is a major root cause of all hormonal imbalances. I'm actually doing a whole separate masterclass on balancing blood sugar in January. The link will be in the show notes with more information about that as well. And it comes with the Mind Your Hormones method. So if you're in the Mind Your Hormones method, don't purchase it. Okay. If you'll see this in real time, it's on wild pre-sale. So just check the show notes for that if you really want to dive deep into balancing your blood sugar. But regardless, I really want you to get this free training. It's a training I pulled from the Mind Your Hormones method. It is teaching you exactly how to pair your meals so that your blood sugar is balanced, whether you have high blood sugar, whether you have low blood sugar, whatever it is. We want to create meals that are actually blood sugar balancing, because that is supporting your hormones. When your blood sugar is off, your sex hormones are off, your estrogen, your progesterone, your testosterone, your DHEA, your thyroid hormones, all of it. So this is a skill that needs to be mastered so that you could open your fridge, you know exactly what you need to pair together to make sure that your meal is blood sugar balancing. You can go to a restaurant, you know exactly what to pair together. You could tell them to add things, take things out, whatever it is. Like, this training is so freaking major. So pause right now, go to the show notes, download it. It's totally free. And then come back, press play, and listen to the rest of this episode, because it's a really good one. Okay. I'm feeling so lit up right now, but I want you to get this training. Go in the show notes right now, download it. Let me know how much you love it. It's going to change your life. I'm so freaking excited for it. What do you actually need for the rest of this year to feel good in your mind and body and to enjoy the season? Right? Do you need to go for a walk every day? Do you need to do 5 minutes of breath every day? Do you need to start saying no to certain things? Like, what do you actually need in the rest of the year to feel good? Do you need to do some meal prepping so you have more meals that are actually going to support you during this time? Do you need to get more things that are on hand you could grab and go, like Saqqara bars or IQ bars, or make little protein balls you could have on the go so that you're not skipping meals because you are a little bit more hectic? There are a lot of things going on, especially if you have kids and maybe they have concerts or whatever it is around this time of year. year. Like, what do you actually need in the rest of the year to feel good? Like, I want you to identify that, because before you can actually feel good, you have to know what you actually need to feel good. And the only person who knows that is you. You have to turn inward. You have to ask yourself this question, whatever comes up, and then be willing to do that thing. Right? Like, we could hear, like, okay, I know that I need to go to bed a little earlier. I know that I need to shut the TV off and just like get a half hour more sleep. I know that I need to stop going on my phone before bed. Like, we know what we actually need to feel better, but knowing and doing are two different things. So you could know it, but then we also have to have the willingness to do that thing so that we do feel better and can enjoy our life and can enjoy this season. So that's number one, what I want you to ask yourself. Number two is, what is not required for you to do in this season or just in ever? Like, what can you actually take off your plate? For example, I am not doing Christmas cards. Okay. At first we were like, we've never done Christmas cards before. I don't think this is just a US thing. If you're not in the US, I'm sure, I don't know if this is a thing too, but like, people send holiday cards with like pictures of their family on it, like whatever. I'm not doing it. Okay. At first we were like, all right, we have a baby now. Like, we should do it. Send a picture of the family, whatever. And then I was like, okay, that will require me to like design the card, print the card, you know, address the envelopes, do the stamp, like do all of that. And I'm like, do I actually want to do that? Do I want to spend the time that I do have on that? And the answer is no. The answer is no. Okay. Like, I'm just not. My mom was like, what do you mean? You're not sending out a picture of the baby. I said, no. Anybody who wants to see a picture of the baby can text me and say, hey, oh my God, how are you doing? Let me see a picture of Madison. I will gladly text you a picture of her. Okay. Because we don't show her online. So like, my family, extended family doesn't see her, but they all have my number. So text me and I'll send it to you. Like, it's just something I'm not willing to put my time on. The time that I have now is so precious, now having Madison, of like, any free time I have, I want to be with her. I want to spend the time in the business that I need to spend in, that I want to spend in, and do the things that I actually enjoy doing that are supporting the business and all of that. And then the rest of the time with my family, with Madison, doing stuff together, like going to light shows with her, like all these things, it's not doing Christmas cards. So what is not required for you to do? Maybe for you, you're like, no, I actually love doing that. Amazing. Do it. But what can you take off your plate in this season that it's actually not required, that you're just telling yourself you have to do it, but you actually don't have to. And it's soaking up your time and just making you bitter or frustrated and just feeling like, oh, I'm so angry that I'm doing this. Like, what can you actually get off your plate? Number three is, what can you say no to? Like, do you have to go to every single party you're invited to? Do you have to say yes to every single thing that you're being asked to? Do you have to say yes to that 17th office party that you're going to? Do you have to say yes to the piece of cake that someone is offering you for the 14th day in a row? Like, what can you say no to? Can you say no to that drink that someone is offering you? Can you say no to going out for happy hour every night after work to celebrate the holidays? Like, what can you actually say no to? For example, I'll give you another example. We said no to a New Year's Eve party. Chris and I sat down. We were like, what do we actually want to do for New Year's Eve? The answer is nothing. The actual answer is, I want to do nothing for New Year's Eve. And like, some of you might be like, that's so lame. I don't care. That is a season of life that we are in. Like, we've done our partying, okay? We've done all of that shit, like, to the max. I feel complete. I want Madison to have her normal bedtime routine. I want her to be in bed, and I want to just chill with Chris, have my tart cherry miracle worker mocktail, maybe watch a movie, like, possibly make it to the ball drop, but probably not. Like, that's what I want to do. And that's what we're doing. And we got asked to go to a New Year's Eve party from my sister's sister-in-law. And like, I love all of them. And she asked if we wanted to go. It starts at like 7:30. And I was like, no, thank you so much for the invite, but like, we're going to stay home. It's easier with Madison and sleeping, but like, have so much fun. And she was like, totally get it. Like, you know, see you later. Like, can you also just say no to people without being like, oh, maybe I'll let you know. And like, no. I know the answer is no. I'm not going to give you a gray area. I'm just going to tell you no and give an explanation if you want to. And then that's the end of the conversation. Like, can you say no and not feel like, okay, yeah, I'll let you know, and then feel like you need to make up an excuse or a lie? Like, just tell them straight, tell them what it is. People respect that. And whenever I say no to anything, I never get shit for it, because I'm not lying about the reason why, and I'm not giving them a runaround. I'm just like, no, because of X. Thank you so much for the invite. I hope you have so much fun. And that's the end of the conversation. So what we're doing, we're all going out to dinner. And I was like, all right, I'll go out to dinner because my family is, my parents are going to be up. They usually go down to Florida around this time of year because I have a place down there, but they're going to be here. So they want to do something together. So I'm like, all right, let's go out to dinner. If order for us to go out to dinner with Madison has to be 5 o'clock dinner. Is everyone down with that? Okay, we're all good. That's what we're doing. Like, that's literally what we're doing for New Year's Eve. And I'm so excited about it. But the point of this is I just want to give you an example of like, what can you say no to that you don't actually want to do and feel amazing about that no? Because every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. So if you say yes to something you don't actually want to do, what are you saying no to that you would actually rather do, right? So always think about that. The next thing is, how do you want to feel on January 1st? Like, how do you actually want to feel when you wake up on January 1st? Or even freaking tomorrow, what decisions do you need to make now in order for you to accomplish that feeling? So if you said, I want to feel energized, I want to feel like connected to my body, I want to feel excited, I want to feel like so satisfied, I want to feel loved, I want to feel supported, like I just want to feel good in my body. I want to feel like I know how to take care of my body. I want to feel like I wake up and I know exactly what to do to support myself throughout the day. I want to feel like I wake up with energy without having to pound freaking caffeine. I want to feel like I wake up and I'm able to go to the bathroom with ease instead of sitting on the toilet bowl for 2 freaking hours trying to go to the bathroom. Like, how do you actually want to feel, and what decisions do you need to make right now in order to accomplish that feeling? Because it's not just going to happen on a whim. Like, it has to come from you making decisions to actually get to that feeling. You are entirely up to you, right? So just because it's the holidays doesn't mean that it's a time for you to like let go of everything and it just be such a crazy hectic time. You are entirely up to you. The way you feel is entirely up to you to a sense, right? There are certain people obviously who have autoimmune disease and all these things that like you can't always control how you feel, but you can in the sense control how you feel by changing the things that you're doing that are not working. So if you want to feel energized without caffeine, if you want to be able to go to the bathroom with ease, if you want to feel connected to your body, if you want to be feel like you are creating the absolute best freaking environment for you to get pregnant, what do you actually have to do to accomplish that? Do you have to stop making excuses and start taking your supplements every single day? Do you have to stop saying like, oh, I'm going to try and work out every day, but like, it just doesn't happen. Like, and actually move your body every day, even if it's for 10 minutes. Do you have to join a course? Hi, Mind Your Hormones Method is here to help you with literally everything I just said. Like and by the way, like the things that we have going on in the Mind Your Hormones Method for next year and starting now is so freaking major. We have quarterly group coaching calls. I have a Voxer broadcast chat where I drop weekly voice notes in there telling you how I'm living the Mind Your Hormones Method lifestyle of like what I'm meal prepping, how I'm getting movement in with Madison. Oh, I thought my blood sugar was off. Here's what it felt like, and here are the things I'm doing to support it. Like, it is so freaking good. We have 4 new masterclasses coming for it. Like, it is the place to freaking be. So is that your next move? Is it getting a book that you wanted to get? Is it listening to podcasts and implementing it? But like, what actually do you need to do right now in order to accomplish what you want to feel on January 1st, on tomorrow, whenever it is, okay? You are entirely up to you. Nobody else can make those decisions for you and nobody else can change your reality except for you, which is amazing, right? If you're like, I don't love the way I feel my body when I wake up. I don't love the way that my life looks right now. I don't like the way that I just feel confused. I don't actually know what to do to support myself. What's amazing about that is you could change that. Like, and you're the only person that can change it. So yes, it takes a lot of personal power and a lot of personal responsibility to be like, shit, I'm the only person that can change this. But also you're the only person that can change it, which is amazing, which means you can change it and you can have a different reality just by making different decisions and doing things differently. Like, how freaking empowering is that? Okay. So remember, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean it has to be crazy hectic. Doesn't mean you have to say yes to everything. Doesn't mean you have to, you know, let's like let all your boundaries go. Doesn't mean you have to eat a ton of shit all the time. Like, it is a choice. And I want you to draw a line in the sand today and be like, I am choosing me. I am choosing my family. I am choosing what's best for me, for us, because I want to feel good every freaking day. I want to feel good today. I want to feel good tomorrow. I want to feel good on January 1st. And not even just feeling good physically, but feeling good mentally and emotionally with what you are deciding, instead of going back and forth in your head like, oh my God, should we go to this thing? Okay, but if we don't go, this person's going to get mad or da da. Make a decision, stick to the decision and go with it, and make the decision that you are going to feel proud of when you wake up in the morning, because you are the one that's waking up in your body every single morning and in your mind every single morning, not anybody else. So that is my rant for you today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. Share this with someone who maybe can use the support come message me on Instagram at Karina Angelica. I love hearing from you. This podcast is growing so much. We have so many new listeners. It makes me so freaking happy. I'm so excited. If you are listening to this in real time, I should have mentioned this in the beginning, but here we are. I am doing a live podcast on Wednesday, December 13th. I'll put the information in the show notes and the link to join. It's obviously free. I'm just going to be recording like I'm recording right now on Zoom. You could come be there for the live podcast. You'll be able to ask questions after. It's going to be super, super fun. It's a way for us to connect, and I literally can't wait for it. So the link will be in the show notes for you to join. And obviously, if you can't make it live, it's going to air on the show. Like, that's the whole point. But I want to see you live. I want to be able to like talk to you in person, because right now I'm talking to nobody. Well, I mean, I know I'm talking to you, but I can't see you. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to come live, it's going to be so fun. The link will be in the show notes. And obviously, like I mentioned before, the Mind Your Hormones method is always available for you. Always, 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 always. It is the place to be. I am so obsessed with it. It's so amazing, the messages I get about from the women who are in there. It's like absolutely insane. So the link will be in the show notes for you for that as well. But I love you so much. Come say hi. Hope to see you on the live podcast. Hope you enjoy this season, whether you're listening to it in the holiday season or you're listening to it a year or two later, whenever it is. I hope you're having the best day, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.